You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is ESPN Radio.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah. Good morning. Good morning. Indeed. Welcome to the Thursday edition of ESPN Radio this morning. You got my man Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman, together on the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Don't forget about us on ESPNU, presented by Progressive Insurance. And I have some bad news for everybody. Before we talk about what's going on in the night of sports last night. Yeah, Jay's a little up-tempo now, but coming into the show this morning, he was feeling a little peaked.
No bueno.
Yeah, Jay came in.
Wait, hey, good morning, you start,
Wait.
¿Qué pasa, papi?
Nunito. There you go. See,
buenas.
That's what he did not sound like when he walked into the building
this morning.
That's
up to my guy.
That's right. Nuno da producer.
Yes.
Nuno da producer. The mighty producer. See, Nuno's always energized.
Is he? Because I saw your video this morning. He didn't seem energetic.
He's always energetic.
I saw your pre-show.
He's always.
You know, content that you're delivering morning by morning where I see Nunito play host.
Yeah, we always like want to do that.
It's actually the favorite part of my drive into work. I'm like, what is Nunito going to tell me that I'm talking about today? let's look at this rundown live.
Yeah, exactly. Nuno wants to be big in the community, and that's his way to be bigger in the community. No one's hating on that one, but you're feeling a little bit less peaked because Jay Will, like yours truly, Freddie Coleman, and also Nuno, our producer, we were up pretty late last night watching U.S. women's soccer having a 1-1 tie with the Netherlands.
Yeah, we played better in the second half. First off, my wife, Nikki, is a bona fide footballer. She is like, it's funny. She's super passionate about it. She just yells random beep at the screen, like, all the time.
Well, hold on a second. That woman that I met last year.
Oh, yeah.
When you guys did a 2-on-2.
Passionate, fiery.
Really?
Yeah, like, kind of crazy. Like, and it's funny, like, just listening to her commentary, I'm like, I need to find a way to put you on TV instead of the people I see on Fox, because it would make it way more entertaining.
Wow.
Please.
Wow, going after
But, like, Roosevelt
network.
Got it done. Like, when Roosevelt is in the game, I'm like, oh, okay.
Right.
We actually, it feels like we are a better team.
She's
and our touches
starter.
Are better.
Yep.
And obviously that corner, and then obviously you got, you know, Haran when she got the header towards the near post.
Sensational shot, by the way.
But, like, we came out in the first half, and it's like, it's like the way I saw us in the first game. I'm like, we're not that good.
Well, I think
we're not that good. And there's time, obviously, but it doesn't feel like we're the elite of the elite like the other teams in the past have been.
I hear what you're saying, and it's a fair point, but when you have a youth movement that's going on,
Understood.
You got Trinity Rodman.
I'm all about Trinity Rodman.
Yeah, well, Sonya Smith as well, making plays all over the place.
Sophia Smith, yeah.
Lavelle is definitely their fire starter, and Haran's their leader, and you saw when she got her back up. Everybody followed
exactly.
her lead. So I hear what you're saying because we're used to seeing in the past with Rapinoe, Carly Lloyd, all those monstrances of the midway.
I go way, way back.
Oh, you go back to Mia Hamm
Mia Hamm.
Julie Foudy.
Also, I lived with Abby Wambach on Hermosa Beach.
All right.
Like, some of the stories I have about Abby are like, Abby is the assassin of all assassins.
Really?
Like, and I see her now with her wife, and I love that. I just love who she is as a person.
Uh-huh.
But Abby used to be the best to go out to bars with in Hermosa Beach. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Oh, I'm like, Abby 2, Jay Will 0.
Okay, so is there a story that you want to share that you can't share?
No, I'm just
glad.
Love Abby.
You just
it's
love
just,
Abby? All right.
Another beloved by Abby.
Okay.
And so then, I was going through that, and then obviously this morning we were talking a lot about I feel like I'm being recruited by people that are not in the group in Westport, the city that I live in.
Excuse me?
The Black Fathers group.
There's a BFG?
I haven't been recruited. Yeah. I haven't been recruited by the group yet, but I feel like I've been recruited by everybody that doesn't look like they belong in the group.
Well, I know, for those who don't know Westport, Connecticut, and just Google it, you may say, the Black Fathers group is right here.
Yeah. I mean,
there's
not a lot of us, right? But, like, when you're being recruited by, like, older white ladies, I'm like, how do you know about the group? In the leadership of the group, and I
Hold
don't.
On a second. Wait a minute.
Wait, this is the Black Fathers. How do you know about it?
Stop. Hold on a second.
I don't know about it.
Wait a minute. The recruiting is happening, and not from somebody.
Like, random, like, Starbucks drive-thrus. You're like, yo, Jay, you part of the group? I'm like, you're 13. You're 13. How do you know about the group? And you got on Crocs. Nothing wrong with Crocs. I like Crocs. I get it.
Well, Crocs, that's the footwear, the official footwear of Westport. I'm surprised Crocs would not. If I saw somebody not in Crocs in Westport, I'd say you must not live here.
Yeah, it's fine.
You're not from here.
It's fine. You know, and so, you know, I feel a little bit slighted.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, oh, imagine when I tell this story today. Some of you are like, oh, you belong in the Black Fathers group, Jay. I'm sure we're going to get some of those callers. I'm like, well.
I think you should have been a first-round pick already.
I feel like I should have been at least the second pick.
Exactly.
At least the second pick.
Come on. What kind of lottery drawing is going on?
Nah, I don't know what's
BFG
going on.
BFG in Westport.
So in between that and I watched the Blackening yesterday. You know, shout out to my girl, Tracy Oliver. I've known Tracy Oliver for a while now.
Okay.
She's a writer, producer, director. Right. She co-wrote Girls Trip. You seen Girls Trip?
Hundreds of times.
Yeah, went to school with Issa Rae at Stanford. So good. Came out this movie called The Blackening, which is great.
Yeah.
Like all these guys, like, you know, a whole bunch of black friends going to the woods on Juneteenth, which is just
which will never end well.
It's such an oxymoron because I don't rock with the woods like that, first off.
Nobody
I don't feel comfortable.
No, the woods are undefeated.
On Juneteenth? Why? Just think about that.
That's the plot. That's the plot device.
Hence the blackening. It's So I watched this. It was just one of those type of days yesterday.
You know who you remind me of?
And then we got Everybody Hates Chris here in the studio with us this morning.
What are you talking about?
Javonte. That's the first thing I thought. Everybody hates Chris.
Why would you think Everybody that? Hates Chris? That is a new one.
That's a new one.
That's a new one to my list.
It looks a little bit like Tyler Williams.
Yeah. I can see it a little bit now.
Everybody hates Chris.
Yeah, I can see
it
a little bit
now. Give him a single shot. Yeah. Put this man on TV right now.
I can see it now.
Alan Yates is going to DC.
Definitely a new one to my list. I'll have to ask. Yes. I heard a lot of them.
Yeah, because he doesn't like Tyler James Williams now, the one that plays on Abbott Elementary. But back then, everybody hates Chris. Yeah, I see. On Everybody Hates Chris. Yeah, I see it.
Alan Yates is, you know, he's off in Chocolate City, you know, DC, getting ready.
DC.
For the Drake concert, and now we got our guy, Javonte, with us
We got Javonte, a.k.a., you know, Everybody Hates Chris in the building. We got Alan Yates on his lust for trust when it comes to another Drake concert this weekend down in Washington, D.C. I'm a fan of people. By the way, Jay Wins, Freddie Coleman, thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio and ESPNU. I'm a fan of people. That's different with his lust for trust when it comes to Drake.
Can we please not get into Alan Yates' personal bag here?
I'm not getting his personal bag.
Mean, his
we
lust
know
for
who
trust.
He is. We know. With Drake, we know
lover
who
boy.
He is.
He's lover boy.
Lust for trust. That's
whole,
who Alan
that
Yates
whole
is.
The album was made for him. You
he
know
tells
this.
Us that all the time.
You know it, this.
All the time.
This man up here reciting every lyric. He lives it.
Yeah.
He breathes it.
The sad part is we have to live it and breathe it with him. That's the sad part.
I just want to be recruited by the Black Fathers group. That's all.
I'll put it this way. As much love as they should have for you, they should show you the same kind of love that the Angels, I guess, are showing Shohei Ohtani. They're not going to put him on the trade deadline.
Well, you got to be on the team first to be retained.
Well,
I'm just trying to get on the squad.
I'm saying that you're trying to find that love from them that Shohei is finding, even though I don't think he's going to re-sign with them once the season is over.
No,
where
it's
his bidding, that floor is at $55 million going up from there. Whoever's going to get him, whether it's the Dodgers, Yankees, Giants, Seattle Mariners. So the Angels are treating him the way that you should be treated by the local chapter
like,
in Westport.
This is like, you know, I know a lot of people, because we had Buster Olney on a couple of times. He was like, well, the value is so high right now. Wouldn't you trade him?
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a superstar, like the biggest star in the sport.
No doubt.
From a ticket sales perspective, from a merchandise perspective, I mean, even from just an evaluation of a franchise, right? Like if you have two guys, don't you try to retain them as much as possible?
You should.
Because that is the movement of the future?
You should, because the Angels, no matter what they try to say, they've made a lot more money off Shohei Ohtani in terms of jersey sales. When he goes to the ballpark on the road, they get 40% of the gate. People don't realize that. The Major League Baseball teams, visiting teams get 40% of the gate, which means that the more people that are there, the more money you're going to get when you're Los Angeles Angels. It doesn't matter if he's playing in Detroit, Tampa Bay, New York. They're making a lot of money off Shohei Ohtani. Why would you allow that guy to not have a price that you can't match if you're the Angels? If you want to be relevant, if you want to be have some kind of relevancy, not just to Major League Baseball, Jay, but even in that city that's always going to be a Dodgers town, you got to stop being sick and tired of being the Clippers to the Lakers that are the Dodgers. You got a guy that is the biggest star. Let's be honest. He's bigger than LeBron James in Los Angeles. He is Shohei Ohtani in terms of being a worldwide figure right now. He is a bigger figure in Los Angeles because people are wondering if he doesn't stay, then what are the Angels doing? If he does stay, he makes them at least have some kind of relevancy because he's become a worldwide figure playing for the Los Angeles Angels and not the Dodgers in that city.
Well, what is your digital relevancy, right? Because even though people are going hard at the Angels, you're still putting the Angels name in your mouth. Like, and let's be real about it. Like, we're going to keep it a buck. I like baseball. Like, I've turned into a baseball fan since I've started doing this show over the past 2.5 years, right? I find myself in the box with Uncle Stevie all the time with our New York Mets. Mm-hmm. I'm watching this implosion happen in real time.
Steve Cohen, he did like kind of a sort of name drop.
You know, call him Uncle Stevie. That's fine. That's the life I live.
You can do
Welcome
that.
To this world, okay?
I'm not hating on it.
So it's
he's
Uncle
Steve Cohen to us. He's Uncle Stevie to you.
Okay, so like, look, I get it, but when you start paying attention at a national level, when are we really talking about baseball at a high level, at a national level? When we start getting to like the pennant race, right? When we start getting into the World Series?
Yeah, September. Court,
right?
Yeah.
September.
Yeah.
So baseball is becoming a local sport, right? To agree. You hear it on a lot of local channels.
Yeah, you're right.
So what are the biggest names in the sport that are making us talk about it on a national scale?
There's only one. Shohei Ohtani.
That's what I'm talking about. And you add Mike Trout to that. So that's the reason why the Angels' names are coming out. The Angel name itself is coming out of your mouth. It's because it has the most relevant player in the sport.
And if you're the Los Angeles Angels, I think they did the right thing by pulling him off the trade deadline market, because that sends a signal to him that we're going to do whatever we can to make sure that you're going to be happy here, and we're going to get players. Just give us a little bit more time. They're going to get Galito from the Chicago White Sox. That should be a message to Shohei Ohtani that they're not just going to stand pat and hope that you'll be able to carry us across the finish line to get to the playoffs. But when you have a star like that, when you have a super, super, superstar like that, he goes to Shohei Ohtani, you got to do everything you can in your power to say, we want to keep you, and whatever the price is, we're going to match that price and figure it out later. You let him walk out the door for nothing and don't even try to put a price out there that he can't turn his eyes and ears away from, then what are you doing if you're the Los Angeles Angels?
You hear that, Black Fathers Group in Westport? You hear that? Do whatever you need to do to keep him on your team. That's all. Time to go to break.
The local BFG. Ignoring Jay Williams in Westport, Connecticut. You can always join the chat anytime you want on Twitter. Jay's handle at Real Jay Williams. My handle at Coleman ESPN. Don't forget the phone number as well, whether you're part of the BFG or not in Westport, at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We use the word relevant when it comes to Shohei Ohtani. But which pro franchise? Which pro sports franchise is the one that is the least relevant, that matters the least? We'll let you know what we think. You can let us know what you think at 888-729-3776. Which pro sports franchise is the one that matters the least?
Tongue twister.
It really you got it. Only for me, not for anybody else. That's next. Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio and ESPNU BFG.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
He approved.
This is ESPN Radio.
Bring me back, baby.
Look at that. Taking you back in the day, huh?
Who's the black sheep?
Get it? Drez and the black sheep will never, ever get old to me.
Can I tell you the most disappointing part of the last 2 minutes during the break?
What's that?
Is that while Nonito was bringing up pictures on our screen of the Black Fathers group in Westport.
The BFG.
I saw my friend Chad. Yes, my friend Chad.
So your friend Chad is there?
Who was part of the group.
So your friend
Chad is
there. I've
known Chad for 3 years. Chad didn't text me, didn't say anything at all.
Wow.
I don't understand.
He ghosted you out of a group.
He didn't...
He really did.
It's got a. I got some, a lot of stuff to figure out after some the show friend, tonight.
You got his number, right?
Oh, you trust and believe. I sent his ass a text. 6:13 a.m.
Really?
Saying what the is going on, Chad?
He's gonna wake up
Chad,
to that text. His phone's gonna melt.
CHAD in all caps. Chad,
man.
Not too many brothers named Chad, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah,
that's another reason why you should be in the BFG in Westport. Seriously,
my name's Jay.
No,
my
I'm just
saying. More brotherly like
no,
I'm
just saying. If there's a brother named Chad in the BFG, then there should be a brother named Jay in the BFG in Westport. Seriously, what are we doing here?
Leave Chad alone.
Yeah, hey, leave Chad alone. You texted him.
I just put his name in caps. That's all I said.
I got to leave Chad alone, but he's the one that put his name in caps, saying, you know what to believe. But I'm the problem. Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in and at ESPNU. Now, Jay's not worried about being relevant to BFG. That day's going to happen. But Nuno, our producer, brought this up, and I thought it was a great, great question we saw last night preparing for the show and even this morning. In terms of baseball, basketball, and football, we know plenty of franchises get all the love they can handle. Mm-hmm. Dallas Cowboys, New York Yankees, New York Knicks, Los Angeles Dodgers, Chicago Bulls, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But out of those three, those big three, baseball, basketball, and football, in your mind, what is the least relevant franchise?
You can't flip it on me because I literally said, I know okay. what mine is, but you told me that yours is in basketball. Which
I got one.
Yeah. I find it hard to okay. believe
yeah.
that a franchise in okay. where basketball and okay. football are.
Right. I got
the
one.
NFL,
uh-huh.
got which one. Is America's sport.
Yep.
We lead our show daily mm-hmm. with football.
Right.
Like the most irrelevant teams that you think are irrelevant
mm-hmm.
are not because of the volume in which we talk about football.
But I got one in the NBA.
Tell me.
And Jay said, you know, I'm going to 100% disagree with you. And I pulled my Jim Carrey movie in the Batman movies. Disagree. Disagree with me, you say? Oh, I'm counting on it that you'll disagree with me. But it's the Orlando Magic. They're the least relevant franchise.
Pablo Bencaro, Rookie of the Year.
Okay, you know him. I know him. Average Joe Josephine does not know him. Orlando has not been relevant since Shaquille O'Neal got them to the NBA Finals in the 90s.
Okay.
In terms of relevancy.
I mean, Dwight Howard, he didn't make them relevant?
He didn't.
What?
Got them to the NBA Finals, lost in five.
They got them to the NBA Finals. Dwight Howard.
They weren't relevant enough.
Do you know the name Dwight Howard?
I know the name Dwight Howard.
Yeah, Dwight Howard, who's playing overseas right now, like who's trying to come back and play.
Yeah, Jameer Nelson.
He was a superstar on that team.
Pete Turkoglu. I get it. I understand it.
Superstar on that team. What do you mean? So
that didn't make them relevant enough. They haven't been relevant.
Well, how relevant do you need to be?
Well, you got to be on people's mind and
top of
mind awareness.
Charlotte Hornets, Michael Jordan is their team owner, LaMelo Ball. Well, they're not relevant, but they have an owner who's relevant.
They have an owner who's relevant, no doubt about it.
Dwight Howard wasn't relevant when he was playing?
Not like that.
Stop it.
Not like that.
Stop it.
You mean
cape in the dunk contest? Flying over people wasn't relevant?
Not along the lines of Shaquille O'Neal.
I didn't say it was to those heights.
That's my level.
That's super relevancy, though. That's like Kobe and Shaq relevancy.
Jay Williams on Planet Freddy, that relevancy matters. And that relevancy is not there at the Orlando Magic. That has not been seen since those guys got to the NBA Finals and lost in four games to the Houston Rockets in the 90s. They haven't been that relevant a franchise since, despite Dwight Howard.
Okay. So I still find it, I completely disagree with you. And I
knew you would.
I think you're swimming hard on this one.
I'm swimming like Katie Ledecky. I'm swimming pretty free.
I don't know if you're swimming like Katie Ledecky.
I'm swimming pretty free.
No.
There's nobody in the water but me.
No. No, there's nobody in the water but me. Looking at you like we're lapping you, looking at you like, are you sure you want to be in that lane?
No.
So I got mine because I don't think the most irrelevant team is applicable to either the NBA or the NFL. I think both those leagues have been able to maximize not only their linear footprint, like via TV, but also their social footprint and the way they've been able to build around the way younger people consume media these days.
I'm listening.
Look at
the
NFL, look at the NBA on their social platforms and their currency. I say digital currency a lot, right?
Digital footprint.
High digital footprints for those two. The lowest digital footprint is the MLB. Right, we talk about them being more of a local sport. So I go to it, and I like Andrew McCutchen a lot, but I go through the Pittsburgh Pirates. Like, I go to the last time that they actually were in a playoff was 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you take me through the last time, the Pittsburgh Pirates,
mm-hmm.
like, as a team that's been relevant.
The Orlando Magic
and MLB. Just give it to the MLB. When have they been relevant within Major League Baseball?
When you think about the Pittsburgh Pirates, they had those teams in the early 90s, the late 80s, early 90s with Bobby Bonilla, Barry Bonds before he decided to leave to go to San Francisco, Andy Vance. Like, they had some dudes, but they could never break through and win. And then all of a sudden they got cheap on everybody in Pittsburgh, not paying players.
I mean, Matt Scherzer's making $43 million this season. That's nearly as much as the roster for the Pirates. Think about it. It's nearly as much as the roster for the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's not like the Tampa Bay Rays, right? Who have had high level of success and haven't been spending. I mean, going through ownership problems as well, by the way.
I don't think that would have mattered.
That's a new story for another day.
That wouldn't have mattered with
them. But like, still, like, Matt Scherzer making $43 million in one season is almost the same amount of money that the roster is making for the Pirates.
Yeah, and it's completely fair when it comes to the Pittsburgh Pirates, especially they have maybe the best baseball park in Major League Baseball. I've seen games there. That park is unbelievably fantastic. How does it see games there? But when if you don't put the kind of product out there in a town that wants to embrace that, they will not come out. Mike in Alabama wants to weigh in on this of baseball, basketball, football. Who is the least relevant franchise? Mike, thanks for joining us at 888-729-3776 on ESPN Radio this morning.
Hey, I appreciate y'all fellas. I watch y'all every morning. You beat me to it. You beat me to it on the Orlando Magic, man. But I was saying baseball, how about the Colorado Rockies?
That's a good
one. And also want to say, I'm glad y'all started talking about baseball, man. I was like, when are they going to start talking about baseball?
Me too.
It's a lot of things going on in baseball that fell out there in Cincinnati.
Yep.
I know we talked about Otani.
Ellie De La Cruz in Cincinnati. Yeah, absolutely. That's a bad boy right there. No question.
I mean, Cincinnati was that until Ellie De La Cruz, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were winning this year. Here's the deal. You mentioned about Major League Baseball. Mike in Alabama, thanks for
Mike's
the phone call.
You see, like, when y'all start talking about baseball, it's like,
But if we're going to talk about baseball, we got to make sure that it's something that
high
people,
level.
No question about it. The days are long gone where you can just break down baseball teams and what they're doing. You got to have that scratch to your name. For example, the Baltimore Orioles are a fantastic story. The average Joe and Josephine can't name one player in the Baltimore Orioles. Hardcore baseball fans. And baseball is the first sport that I ever loved. I was a baseball fan from the beginning based on my dad taking me to games, playing catch me in the backyard. I always treasure those moments when it comes to that. So I hate the fact that baseball is where it is now. But baseball has nobody to blame but themselves for relevancy compared to Major League, to the NFL, to also the NBA. And at times, even the NHL has rated better than a Major League Baseball game.
How about Kevin Florida, real quick? Kevin Florida, you there?
Hey, yes, sir.
What you got?
I got Oakland Athletics, AL West, 28-76 record.
That's a good one.
See?
That's
another
good one.
A lot of people are going to be calling in with MLB teams.
That's a good one.
I think that one is off because aren't the fact of they're probably moving or they're trying to move
to Vegas.
They're
moving to Las Vegas.
Oh, they're moving to Las Vegas.
Here's the team, and I know we got a good break, that I thought about NBA-wise.
Yeah.
The Indiana Pacers. I know, Jay, that's your wife's family's from Indiana, but like – that feels like an extremely irrelevant team.
Some people may still think Reggie Miller plays for them.
Oops. Yeah, and nobody knows who Bruce Brown is, even though,
right?
Like, you know, he got a bag to go there for 2 years from Denver. But
yeah. That's another good one.
That's fair.
Yeah, keep weighing in at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, and on Twitter at Real Jay Williams and at Coleman ESPN. Out of baseball, basketball, and football, what is the least relevant franchise and why? 888-729-3776. And we'll continue 2 days with a team that is not irrelevant in the National Football League, but they're trying to get back to the status when it comes to the Saints that they're used to without Sean Payton and a new quarterback. We'll get to the rhythm of the Saints after Jay has this from O'Reilly.
The Brick Best brand family is growing at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Try to say that five times fast, Freddie. Their new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for best domestic brake pads and rotors with vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware for those who demand the best when choosing their brake parts. Brake Best Select Pro, professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Nailed it.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is ESPN Radio.
Hey, let's go do our job, man.
NFL Nation 2-A-Day.
Time is here.
On ESPN Radio. The New Orleans Saints.
Blue 58. Go.
This is Catherine Terrell covering the Saints. The focus will be on wide receiver Michael Thomas for the third straight training camp. Ankle and toe injuries have limited Thomas to only 10 regular season games since the 2020 season opener. Getting the 2019 Offensive Player of the Year back to full health would be a huge boost to the Saints. While Thomas hasn't officially practiced yet this year, it's been all positive progress off the field as he and new quarterback Derek Carr have already hit it off. The Saints and second-year head coach Dennis Allen are counting on this tandem to turn their hopes around after they finished 22nd in scoring offense last year and missed the playoffs for the second straight season.
Countdown to kickoff with NFL Nation 2-A-Days on ESPN Radio.
Saints fans are tired of saying, ugh, nah. When it comes to their football team, they want their Saints to be the kind of Saints they're used to seeing. Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together this morning on ESPN Radio as well as the ESPN app. Sirius XM Channel 80. Don't forget about us on ESPN. You and tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. That's the biggest question to me. Not so much about Michael Thomas. I'll wait and take a wait-and-see approach with a guy who has the Twitter handle Can't Guard Mike. Derek Carr. We talk about Aaron Rodgers being motivated to show his former team what's what with the next, moving on from the X. You know that Derek Carr wants to do the exact same thing when it comes to the Raiders, saying, we're good without you. And Derek Carr's in New Orleans going, we'll see.
Look, man, I think that the Saints are the most overlooked team right now in the NFL.
Okay. Why?
Because I think Derek Carr has something to prove coming from that Las Vegas situation. He's going to be playing with a chip on his shoulder. I think Dennis Allen, now after having a year under his belt as a head coach after being a DC for a while, and I know he had head coaching experience before, but still I think how to run the entire organization now, there's something for him to prove. I think the addition of Jamal Williams alongside a guy like Alvin Kamara can stay healthy. I mean, Jamal Williams led the league in rushing touchdowns last year.
You can ball,
okay,
man.
So that's a guy that could punch it in the red zone. And, you know, we used to always talk about this with Keyshawn and his nephew as relates to Michael Thomas, right? They're somewhere in the south of France right now on a big yacht. And I keep texting him like, yo, Key, if I'm going to bet on your dudes,
yeah,
I need them to be, I need Michael Thomas to be healthy.
Right.
I need him to play. Because with him on the field and Chris Olave, this is an offense that has a high ceiling in a division, frankly, that is theirs to lose. It's theirs to lose. So you should be looking at this team and the defense that we've always known their defense to be there.
Uh-huh.
That this is a year that I think they can make a lot of noise.
You know, I'm glad you said about how this is their division to lose, because player for player, they have the most talent anybody
1,000%
in the NFC. It's not the South of this year. It's going to be the South, S-O-U-F, because that division is not going to be any good. So when you're not that good, you lose a couple of letters in your division. So you're not the South. You're the South, S-O-U-F. That being said, they got a really good defense, led by Tyrann Mathieu, still got juice in those legs. You got Cameron Jordan at defensive end. Keep an eye on Pete Werner. I think he's an underrated linebacker on the outside. But it goes back to that offense and having two motivated guys. If Michael Thomas can get anywhere to 75% of what he used to be, that's a top-level wide receiver. But that quarterback, Derek Carr, he's like, look, really? You decided, Josh McDaniels, that you'd rather have Jimmy, usually injured Garoppolo, to be your starting quarterback to make your team better instead of a guy who literally saved that organization when they're falling apart in 2021 with the whole John Gruden situation, mm-hmm, the Henry Ruggs III situation. Everybody else was running scared. Derek Carr saved that organization. And, oh, by the way, got that team in the playoffs where there were a couple of bad penalties against them from beating Cincinnati on the road. And for his thanks, he got a lousy T-shirt and a ticket out of town. I can't wait to see exactly how he tries to make that work in New Orleans, because when Derek Carr is right, he's not just an average quarterback.
Top 15?
Right. He's an above-average quarterback.
Top 15 quarterback in the league, yeah. I'm with you. And look at the other quarterback situations, right? So look at Marcus Mariota leaving, obviously, the Falcons, and now you got Desmond Ridder right down there with his team. I'm going down to North Carolina to speak with the Panthers. I'm going to spend some time with Bryce Young on August 14th.
Yeah,
so I'll
being
talk
named
about
starting
that
quarterback, yeah.
When I come back, because I'm curious to see how he kind of hits the ground running. And I'm also curious to stand next to him to see like what the actual size is, considering I'm 6'2". I want to see what his actual frame is.
You got at least 4 inches on him, dude.
And that's fine, but it doesn't mean that he can't be successful. Oh, and also, you're looking at Tom Brady not being there in that division anymore and what's going on with the Bucs. And I think it's a do-or-die year for their coaching staff as well. So I think there's a lot on the line. There's a lot of upside.
Right.
For a team like the Saints to make a lot of noise.
I can't remember in recent memory where a division will have 4 new quarterbacks in 1 year. Baker Mayfield in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Bryce Young in Carolina. Desmond Ridder in Atlanta. And Derek Carr with the Saints. 8 wins, 8, 9 wins might make it a runaway in that division. That's how
that's
bad
what it
South
last year.
Be.
Yeah. That's what it was last year.
That might be a 3-game lead.
Right?
In that division. That might be a 3-game lead.
That's how the Bucs won it last year. I think they had like 8 wins.
8-9.
8-9. That won it.
And got stomped by the Dallas Cowboys in the playoffs. And Tom Brady said,
remember when everybody thought that was actually going to be a game? The whole narrative leading up to that game was,
I can't lie.
What if, with his entire O-line, his center being out, that Tom Brady can pull off the miracle against the Dallas Cowboys?
Shut
that door quick.
Jay, well, I can't lie about that. I'm a Cowboys fan. I thought the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are probably going to find a way to win that game, or maybe better said.
I think Jensen was out that game, right? He was out.
Yeah, Dallas Cowboys are going to find a way to lose that game.
Yeah,
I had that narrative in my head, and they went out there and said, nope, not today. Defense wasn't having it, and Tom Brady said, all right, I'm good. I'm out.
Beat up on him.
Move on. I'm moving on from that. By the way, speaking of people and teams, people weighing in on Twitter and also on the phone at 888-729-3776, most irrelevant team with the least amount of relevance, either Major League Baseball, the NFL, or the NBA. For example, Michael Noda says, irrelevant team, definitely the Arizona Coyotes in the NHL. They don't even have an arena to play in.
How come we didn't put the NHL in the 4 major groups? How come we just went with MLB,
good question.
MLB, NBA, and NFL?
Yeah, good question.
Well, no, I mean, because I felt like it would be unfair, and I think it would be like, so everyone's just going to pick an NHL team, right? Like, it's gonna be like, oh, it's
that's
so-and-so.
Okay, that's fair.
Right. Throwing water in the drowning man is what you're saying?
Plus, one of the things we want to do, it's early in the morning. Let's rile people up. You're forgetting about the NHL. What about this team? How dare you disrespect my team? Like, that good
stuff. I got Gary Bettman on line 2 over here saying, what the hell are you guys doing? What are you guys doing?
We're trying not to disrespect your product, Gary.
Right, we're trying to help your product. Yes. Not trying to help that product as far as that goes. Terry in Florida, what irrelevant team in any sport is the most irrelevant team in Major League in any sport right now? What you got, Terry?
Well, you can't say anything about the NFL or NBA because they're so global and such big money. Mm-hmm. Born and raised Cheesehead, and I'm a big fan, but it's the Milwaukee Brewers. Mm-hmm. They haven't done anything. Pittsburgh Pirates are irrelevant to the history of baseball. Milwaukee, since they moved over from Seattle in the late 60s, early 70s, their most famous person is their announcer.
Bob Uecker.
Yeah. Not wrong.
He's not wrong. Think about that, what he said, that he's been a fan all his life, and he brought history to the table about the Seattle Pilots. And he said, this is how relevant my team has been. When they moved from a city that got another baseball team since then that has been closer to a World Series, even though the Brewers got there but lost to the St. Louis Cardinals. And even then, you got to go back to the 80s for that with the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah, it's crazy. I will tell you also, Nuno, that we're not talking about NHL. Nothing better than being in studio when I was in New York while you guys were here in Bristol.
Yeah.
And just witnessing the awkwardness between Max Kellerman and Gary Bettman.
There's
There was nothing more awkward for me just kind of sitting and stewing in that. Because Max was like, oh, so tell me why your product isn't relevant. Gary and Gary's like, well, my product actually is very relevant. We have a media deal with your network. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm just going to sit this one out.
That's one of you want to do.
Smoke them if you got them, Nuno.
That's one of those when, because usually Pat Costello, who's out there, one of my guys behind the scenes, that's what you wanted to do this.
Just go up and look. I start staring.
Just turn
I start
around.
Trying to find stuff in the ceiling to start staring at. Wow. Gary's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I'm just.
There's that many cracks. I'm just
here, Connor McDavid.
Connor McDavid.
Exactly. Austin Matthews.
Connor's a beast.
He is must-see TV anytime he's on the ice. Connor McDavid of Edmonton, must-see TV. And they've been able to promote him a little bit more.
I've, over the last 2.5 years, I've been to a lot of hockey games. Yeah. Like, I am becoming a major fan. It's like watching, it's like a faster version of football to a degree on skates.
Yeah, I tell people all the time.
Constantly more physical because there's no breaks in the action.
I tell people all the time, you go to an NHL game and see it up close and personal, the building, it'll change your whole concept and perspective when it comes to hockey, NHL, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Keep weighing in at 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What is the most irrelevant franchise in the big sports? Let us know, 888-729-3776. He's Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman. And NIL has plenty of college coaches upset. Doesn't matter if it's football, basketball, baseball. But an ACC football coach is really upset about it. Find out what he's upset about it and what he wants to do about it next on ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is ESPN Radio.
Not too many people can use a sample from Candy by Cameo make it work, but they did that nicely. Putting us in that kind of groove.
Can't sing the chorus of this song out loud.
You can, but you better make sure you're in the place where everybody's singing it with you.
Repercussions.
Uh-huh. Consequences of repercussions. That's what we're talking about here. Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together this morning on ESPN Radio. Thanks for joining us on the ESPN app. Sirius XM Channel 80. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. And don't forget about us on ESPNU. So Jay Will has talked about this when it comes to NIL. Now, remember the conversation you and I had when it really started to take root. Jay sat back and looked at me and said, Freddie, there are going to be plenty of dudes that are not going to be happy about this. And I said, you meaning in locker rooms? And Jay Will said, nope. There are going to be plenty of college coaches that don't want players to get paid because that's not what they want.
Especially when there's no structure around how they get paid. It's the wild, wild west right now.
Exactly. And we have another instance by the name of Pat Narduzzi, head coach of Pittsburgh football. He is calling for a lid on NIL deals amid mounting complaints from coaches, not just in football, but in basketball and baseball. I'm sure there's a field hockey coach or two that's not happy about NIL. But here's the deal with that. And you can listen to what he had to say about this is why a lid needs to be on NIL deals in his sport and in big-time sports and college athletics.
There's got to be a lid on it, right? I mean, I think everybody wants to play under the same rules. And, you know, in National Football League, they have a salary cap. I think you want to have some type of salary cap. This is what you're allowed to spend. But you can't have, you know, universities that maybe have 75,000 students, you know, those guys are all former alumnus at some point. And when you have 16,000, you know, all that thing's going to, you know, it's going to matter. So I don't, it can't be based on how big your university is because we'll start building more dorms. And, you know, what are we doing? We've got education that is a priority, and we're not going to have classes full of thousands of kids. We're going to have small class sizes. And again, we're going to have small alumni groups as they matriculate through the University of Pittsburgh. So I think there's got to be a lid on the thing. There's got to be some type of, if you're going to leave the portal open, there's got to be a salary cap so people can't just go overspend.
He's not wrong. Now, I know a lot of people, look, I'm able to look at things objectively, Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've had a lot of conversations with my boys about this in pretty powerful positions yesterday. And one of the points of conflation that I kept seeing as a common occurrence was that, well, you know, if we're looking at other professional leagues, you don't put a cap on how much money LeBron James can make in marketing, or player X, or, you know, Luka Doncic can make, or, you know, Bijan Robinson, an NFL player, can make. You don't put a cap on that. I'm like, ah, but you're conflating the two. See, now if you're telling me that NIL specifically was only about actually product endorsements, I would say, okay, but it's not, right? You have these cohorts, these funds that are being raised by the university that are kind of like, it's like white labeling. Like, oh yeah, we are NIL, we are marketing, but it's really a ploy. Now, I'm not knocking that for players not to get compensated, but to me, that steers a conversation more towards employment.
Okay.
It steers it more towards players unionizing to actually have a voice, to meet at the table, to build some kind of construct around what this looks like. Because now if you want to put a lid on it, now we're talking about, okay, well, the players need representation for their voices to figure out what the construct around that looks like. Now you're talking about unionizing. Now you're talking about more employment, more so than just NIL. NIL is a cover-up word. Let's be honest about it. I mean, there are certain players that will get large endorsement deals.
Absolutely. That's just how that works.
The others are getting cohorts of funds that are being raised by university donors. That's what we're doing here.
Yeah. Here's the problem I have with what Pat Narduzzi had to say, and you made a very salient point to back up in terms of I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at what he had to say. I just wonder if it would have been the same conversation if he was not at a place like Pittsburgh where he's having trouble doing that.
Of course not.
Yeah. See, that's the problem I have with that.
That's the reality of capitalism.
Exactly. And that's something that if anybody should know about that, a coach that has made a hell of a lot of money capitalizing on being in the ACC, going to Pittsburgh, being a head coach. He has been able to be gainfully employed to that kind of level with that. But that's the problem I have with that. We're not Clemson, so we got problems.
What do you want him to do about it, though? Because what happens?
There isn't anything he can do about it.
I know. So what happens, though, and I get how people are angry at this, but if I'm putting myself in his shoes, like, my job is to win games. My job is to recruit. This is a business, right?
Absolutely.
So I can't recruit because I don't have funds to recruit, and I'm losing players to bigger schools. What the hell am I supposed to do? Then all of a sudden, I find myself out the door. So it is about how you're raising funds. That's why you have coaches at smaller schools trying to reach out to larger establishments by saying, hey, help me.
Absolutely.
Help me, and then I can help you in other ways.
Right, exactly.
Like it's a tit-for-tat situation here that we're putting coaches. And I'm not saying that makes me feel bad for coaches.
No.
I just understand what the grueling nature of the business is for them.
Well, I understand it as well, but here's the deal. You can win games and have a successful program. You're going to lose players more than ever before. That's just where we are with NIL and the transfer portal. You could be a 12-0 team, make the college football playoff, and you got to re-recruit guys, whether you're at Pittsburgh, Alabama, anywhere else.
All that makes sense, Freddie, but what's happening now is like the plane is, you know, jumped off the cliff and it's being assembled on the way down. So everybody's like, oh, well, now all these excuses. And I'm like, well, hold on a second. Like, we're still trying to build parameters around this. We're assembling the plane after we've already jumped off the cliff. That's what's happening with NIL. It's not like NIL was thoroughly thought through and it was like, well, here's the structure around it and here's how it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And no, it's just like, okay, go. And now all of a sudden people are finding different loopholes in the system. And it's like, well, wait, is that correct? Is that right? Is that right? And it's like, well, that's capitalism. That's just business. And if that's the direction we're going, then we have to start talking about unionizing for the player. That's where it's all going. Like, I was having an in-depth conversation with Chris Murphy, the senator of Connecticut, about this.
Right.
Like, a couple, you know, a lot about this. Like, it's only going in that direction. Now, people don't like it, but at the end of the day, players need a voice at the table to talk about what the structure around this is if we are going to put caps on it.
Because it is
going to get out of control and outrageous.
Well, it's not going to get. It's already there.
Yes.
When it comes to NIL on the portal. And for anybody to try to talk about the romanticism, about the purity of college football, players were getting paid back in the early 1900s. It was NIL and transfer portal even back then.
I'm having somebody on my team that's connected to my team, that's not associated with my team, that's connected a different way, reaching out to players who's on your roster, Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
And if my bag is bigger,
guess
I'm going to take him.
Yeah, exactly.
He's going to come here.
It's a different kind of recruiting that coaches don't want to deal with because they're more powerless.
Well, how can you even coach your kid? How are you really supposed to get the attention of the young individual on your team to truly coach them?
No doubt about that.
You can't.
You can't. You can't do that. Speaking of gathering attention, NFL owner said that. That's next.
This is ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.